Now, a report from children's charity Barnardo's says one third of parents went into arrears on energy bills in the 12 months to April this year. Its latest cost of living report also shows that 40% of parents borrowed money at least once to provide their children with essentials. The charity says targeted measures are needed in order to help the roughly 200,000 children whose parents say the cost of living crisis has negatively impacted their child. Joining us now in studio to discuss this is the CEO of Barnardo's, Suzanne Connolly. Suzanne, thanks so much for coming into us this morning. Now, this research has been carried out with parents who are service users. They're using Barnardo's. Tell us what they've said to you about how the cost of living is impacting them.
The survey is actually, firstly, a national representative sample of over 1,000 parents and guardians of children under 18 were interviewed and asked about, over the last 6 months, whether they'd had to cut back on heat, electricity, food, medical appointments, social activities, and cut back or done without. So they're very, very stark. So across Ireland in general, some children and families are really suffering. So we know that 19% had cut back on food or gone without. We know 19% similar in relation to medical appointments, 52% in relation to social activities, very stark, 41% in terms of clothes. And as you say, as well as that, parents attending our services told us about the impact in terms of this on them and their children. So we're talking about families talking about no pleasure in life because they have to worry so much about money. We're talking about really starkly not being able to afford to buy their children's shoes because, as you know, children grow very, very quickly. And we're also hearing about not being able to help their children go out and have fun with their friends. So that means children are being socially excluded. Now, the interesting thing is that what parents tell us is that 2 out of 5 are either significantly worried or moderately worried about the impact on their children's mental health and well-being. So they know that their children are living in households where their parents are stressed and worried, and that's going to affect their children's well-being.
I mean, some of the statistics in the report are stark. 19%, so almost a fifth of families had to cut back or go without food over the past 6 months.
Yes, that is really stark. And we know that the cost of buying food has increased, and we know the food isn't essential. So I think what parents are telling us is they do their best, they buy cheaply, they shop around, and still they're struggling. And what parents are also saying is that they make sure their children don't go without, so they skip meals and they reduce their portion sizes. So we know in Ireland that we do have, notwithstanding some of the challenges in the world at the moment, we do have a very healthy surplus. So we're calling on the government to really target measures now in this Budget 26 for the families who need it most. So we're saying, in relation to the child support payment, increase it by €6 for families with children under 12 and by 15 when the child is over 12. We're asking to reduce the income, to ensure the parents who are lone parents who really do suffer, that to ensure that they don't have to worry about maybe earning a little bit more and therefore having a negative effect on their social welfare entitlements. And we're also saying, could they extend the fuel allowance to people on the working family payment? So their concrete measures could make a significant difference to families who are really struggling.
Are you concerned at all? We've been talking this morning about tariffs and about the world, the global economy, and we have heard signs, certainly from government, that there may not be targeted cost of living measures coming down the line in this year's budget. Are you concerned that because of what's happening globally with the economy, with tariffs, that there won't be money?
Well, I'm actually hopeful because the Taoiseach has said that he wants to prioritise child poverty and well-being, that he really does care about the children and families who are most vulnerable. And I understand that he's asked all the departments to think about child poverty and well-being in terms of what they're asking for. And there is that child poverty and well-being unit. So I've decided to be optimistic that the government will deliver on something that will make a difference for children and for parents who are really struggling. And we've given some concrete ideas there, which are deliverable.
And you've touched there on the mental health and well-being of parents and of children. I just wanted to say some of the things that the parents have said to you that you've quoted in the report. Some parents say there's not much left for any pleasures in life. It's grim and it's not getting any better. It just keeps getting worse, dreading next winter's bills. And then that some parents are saying that they've had to stop paying for extracurricular activities, things like sports activities. And that's really having an effect then on children's mental health and well-being.
I mean, any parent listening there, can you imagine how you would feel if you weren't able to afford for your child to join the classmates in swimming lessons? Or parents saying they can't go to parties because they can't afford the present. So that is just heartbreaking for everyone. And also it's not good for children's development, which is why we're saying the government can do something about this. I just want to say all those parents out there who do their best by their children, and we want to support them as a society which does have resources.
OK, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's the CEO of Barnardo's, the children's charity, Suzanne Connolly.